Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. It's Friday, a really unique day in our week where we don't have one of our usual challenge videos, but we pray and reflect about our topic this week. And this week has been all about Jesus, the revolutionary revolutionary, the most interesting revolutionary in the world, because he was not the revolutionary people expected him to be, even though there were aspects of him that appeared to be like a revolutionary. He had a much bigger regime to take on than people expected, though. He wasn't just going after the Roman Empire, he was going after the regime of sin and death that existed in our world, and he was fighting that. So we're going to take some time to pray about that today. We follow a routine in our prayer called ACTS, A-C-T-S, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. So we address our prayer to a God who matters, we confess something we've done wrong and say sorry, we give thanks for something great, and we ask God for something, supplication. I'll give you some time to focus your thoughts on God in just about a minute of silence here, and then I will lead you through those four elements of prayer and suggest some ways you might pray for that yourself. Prayer is simply talking to God, so you can do it out loud or you can do it just quietly in your own thoughts, whatever's more comfortable for you where you are right now. Anyway, let's have that time of reflection and quiet while we focus our thoughts on God. Well, first in adoration, let's address our prayer to a God who is far from passive or disconnected from our world, but the God who is active, an active presence in our world, who has a plan for this world that doesn't look like the way it is now, who is actively bringing that about, a God of action. Well, now let's confess that even though God has a plan, an agenda for this world, we very often have our own agendas for this world or for Him. Case in point, the way we can project onto Jesus our own image of what a revolution should look like, of how the world needs to change and how God should bring it about, when in fact God has His own plan, His own much better plan. So let's confess those times we have let our plans get in the way of God's plan. Now let's give thanks for that greater agenda that God does have. He wasn't just going after the Roman Empire or this thing or that thing that we might disagree with. God was going after the entire regime of sin and death that had come about when the earliest humans rebelled against God. He was going to deal with that. That's what he was fighting against. Let's give thanks that that plan is far better than our plans. And finally, we ask God for something. Let's ask God to show us how we can join His movement. Whatever that looks like in our case, whatever role we have to play. If you can picture a rebel movement, there are many moving parts, right? Everybody has a role, a gift to provide. And in the same way, we want to think, what role do we have to play in God's kingdom? Ask God to help show you that and give you the courage to actually sign up and follow Him.